Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know that feeling when you're trying to get something done? Maybe write an email, finish a project, or even just enjoy a quiet cup of coffee, but your brain feels like it's bouncing off the walls. Like there are a million notifications screaming for attention and a thousand thoughts vying for control. Yeah, me too. We live in a world designed to distract us, constantly pulling us in different directions. But guess what? You can learn to stay focused, even in this chaotic digital jungle. Today's episode is all about reclaiming your focus, sharpening your mental edge, and getting things done. We're talking practical strategies, ancient wisdom, and a whole lot of real talk. Buckle up, because we're diving deep into the art of staying present and productive in a world that wants you to be everywhere but here. First things first, awareness. Ever heard the saying, knowledge is power? Well, in this case, awareness is focus. You need to know what's distracting you before you can start tackling it. Is it your phone? Social media? That endless stream of news updates? Figure out your personal distractions and acknowledge them as the first step towards taking back control. Next up, intentionality. It's not enough just to be aware of your distractions. You need to actively choose where to focus your energy. Set clear goals for each day. Break down big tasks into smaller chunks and schedule specific time blocks for focus work. Think of it like training your brain. The more you practice directing your attention, the stronger that muscle becomes. Remember those ancient Stoics? They were masters of focusing on what they could control, accepting what they couldn't. Apply that wisdom to your day-to-day life. Worrying about things outside your control just steals precious focus from the tasks at hand. Instead, channel that energy into making positive changes within your sphere of influence. Now, let's talk practical tips. Try these on for size. Turn off notifications when you need to concentrate, create a dedicated workspace free from distractions, and utilize tools like website blockers or productivity apps. Experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you. And finally, don't underestimate the power of breaks. Taking short, intentional pauses throughout the day can actually boost your focus in the long run. Step away from your screen, get some fresh air, stretch your legs, give your mind a chance to reset and recharge. Let's say you're trying to write a report due next week. You know you have a million other things vying for your attention, emails, social media, that laundry pile calling your name. It's easy to get overwhelmed and procrastinate. But what if you applied these principles? First, acknowledge those distractions. You know they're there, waiting to pull you away from your task. Next, set a clear intention. I will dedicate this hour to writing my report. Break down the task into smaller chunks: research, outlining, drafting. Schedule specific time blocks in your calendar for focused writing sessions. During those sessions, turn off notifications, find a quiet space, and put on some focus-inducing music. Take short breaks every 25 minutes or so to stretch, walk around, and clear your head. You'll be amazed how much you can accomplish when you truly focus your energy. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways for staying focused in a distracted world. Awareness, intentionality, acceptance, practical strategies, and mindful breaks. Remember, it's not about becoming a monk who lives in a cave, it's about finding techniques that work for you and making a conscious effort to prioritize focus in your daily life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to staying focused? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of mindful masters together. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. Every little bit helps spread the Stoic Edge. Stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.